USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The legal battle between the Justice Department and former President Trump is over in a Florida courtroom. The judge declining to rule from the bench regarding Trump's request for a special master. The judge saying a ruling will come in due time. The International Atomic Energy Agency wraps up a visit to a power plant just outside of Zaporizhzhia, Ukraine, Thursday. Speaking at a checkpoint outside the city, IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi admits he still has concerns of a potential radiation leak.
I worry and I will continue to be worried about the plant until we have a situation which is more stable.
President Biden and the First Lady heading to Philadelphia, where the President will deliver a primetime address at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
There's a new twist in the surge of fentanyl flooding the United States from Mexico. DEA agents in Texas, Washington State, and California say they're starting to see rainbow-colored fake pills that are laced with the deadly opioid. They look like candy and could catch the eyes of children. It takes just a small dose of fentanyl to kill an adult, let alone a child. Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States, in the hopes of advancing contract negotiations. One airport where pilots are picketing is Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International says negotiations have been slow on a number of issues.
Until we have a new contract, we'll keep the foot on the gas and send a message to the Delta that the pilots are unified and they're in their resolve to get a contract.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Republican lawmakers are looking to pass legislation that they argue will help protect free speech on social media. Republican Congressman James Comer says that his proposal would make expansions to the Hatch Act, which prohibits federal employees from engaging in certain forms of political activity.
It expands the Hatch Act to include social media companies. So people in the government, whether they be in a Republican administration, Democratic administration, independent administration, or whatever, can't go to these social media companies and influence them on what they can and cannot post on their platforms.
California is expected to experience temperatures in the triple digits through Labor Day weekend. Los Angeles family physician Dr. Diana Lev says seeking medical treatment quickly is important for anyone experiencing heat stroke.
You should always, always, always call either an ambulance or bring them into the hospital if they're already having symptoms of heat stroke. Bring them into the shade, put some cold stuff on them, and bring them in. Don't play with this disorder.
Twitter is testing an edit button. The long-awaited feature is currently being used by internal teams. However, starting this month, the test will be available to members of the platform's subscription service, Twitter Blue. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.